Mark Lightman, I'm the Director of Business Development and Marketing for the Propane Education and Research Council.
Mark, we're at the Husker Harvest Days propane education booth. Tell me what's going on here. How deep do we get into propane and its usage and its applications?
Well, one of our highlight products here are irrigation engines that run on propane. We've got a lot of new product that we're happy to showcase. And thankfully, those manufacturers are here with their own booths as well. We've also got things like propane-powered pickup trucks, propane-powered lawnmowers. We're showcasing some residential applications like tankless water heaters that are new and somewhat unknown in the market. So we're happy that there's some new propane technology, especially in the internal combustion area with the mowers and the trucks and the irrigation engines. And we've got some great incentive programs that are attached to those technologies as well.
I think that some people would be curious about, did he just say lawnmowers? What are the advantages of mowing your lawn on propane?
Well, the key advantage is cost savings because gasoline and diesel products tend to be going up in price the last few years, trending up with crude. Meanwhile, propane's actually been coming down because of the abundant supply of natural gas that we've been finding. Generally speaking, that gap between diesel and propane has been widening, and gasoline and propane, same. Got a wide gap there. So anybody that can switch from gasoline or diesel to propane stands a good chance of saving some significant money on fuel costs. So a lot of people are coming over, they're trying propane, not only for that, but also because it's putting a domestically produced, American-made energy source to work, and it's a cleaner burning fuel as well. So there are advantages to the environment for using propane.
Something close to my heart, and you have it here, the grills, the cooking applications for propane.
Oh, yes, there's millions of those propane-powered grills out there. It's one of our most famous applications around the home, around the business. There's nothing more fun than getting the grill out and having a big cookout.
Tell me a little bit specifically about irrigators, because a lot of their cost goes into energy. So what incentives programs do you have for people to switch to propane-powered irrigation?
Well, we have a great incentive off the first cost of the new propane engine. If farmers are interested in a new EPA-certified propane-fueled engine, they can get an incentive from us, the National Propane Education and Research Council, in the amount of $400 per liter. So this 8-liter engine here would be worth $3,200 in incentive. And all we ask for in return is that the farmer become a research partner with us for 1 year. They simply collect some basic data on the performance of that engine, the fuel it consumed, the hours it worked, and report back to us at the end of one growing season. Now, on top of that, the State of Nebraska Propane Gas Association has a $750 incentive they'll apply on top of that. So with a little bit more detailed interview that would follow after the growing season, we'll be happy to give another $750 on top of $3,200 for this engine.
Well, if they're collecting data, and this has been done in the past, what can you tell me about data collected so far?
Well, we're hearing a lot of things about the engine itself, about how good it's performing. Really, it's very positive. I mean, they're telling us things that we didn't expect, like we'd like to have more technology so we can start and stop this engine from our cell phone. So we're working on things like that. And that technology exists. It's just a matter of packaging, you know, the bells and whistles, if you will. So we're learning what features they like, what features they don't like, how to improve safety, training, any aspect of the propane experience. So more engines, bigger and smaller. So we've put our development dollars behind that data, and it really helps us figure out where to spend more of our checkoff resources to develop more products that farmers want and need and can save money using.
Where can people get more information on this?
Sure, they can go to our website, agpropane.com. They can click on the Farm Incentive Program button and find out everything there is to know about our incentive and apply right there in 5 minutes.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate your patience.